presents Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
When Grandad Papered the Parlor. Well, I've been robbed. Swindled. I've been the victim of a conference trick.
All right, let's hear it. Where's all your money gone?
If I tell you, you won't laugh, will you?
Of course I won't. Go on, tell me.
There was a man selling toys in the open market at dinner time. He had some fire engines in boxes, and I paid him $5 for one. And you promise you won't laugh?
I told you I won't. Go on.
Well, when I opened the box in school, instead of a fire engine, all I found was a toy pram with no wheels on.
A toy pram? Oh, what a scream.
Oh, you said you wouldn't laugh.
Oh, aren't you a silly Billy?
Well, no wonder when I've got a sister with a face like a goat.
If you're going to be rude, you can sit by yourself.
All right, then I'll sit in this seat behind you. And you better go upstairs, because you can't smoke down here.
I'm not smoking.
You will be if I set fire to your ponytail.
First, please. Can I have your fare, Sonny?
Yes. I want a cheap day workman's third-class single to Lilac Avenue. Now, where's me money? Oh, heck. She'll pay in front there. She's me sister.
Oh, can I have this young lad's fare, please, miss? He doesn't seem to have any money.
That's right. He spent all his money on a toy pram.
Pram? It's a little girl in lad's clothing, is he?
If I could grab his ticket machine, I'd punch his nose for him.
Well, come on, miss. Come on. Are you going to pay the lad's fare or not?
All right, I will. If he asks me nicely.
What? You rotten thing. I'll bash you.
Go on. Ask me nicely before you get thrown off the bus.
Oh, don't it make you sick? Susan, dear, will you kindly pay my bus fare for me? Please?
Yes, I will, brother dear. I'll get it with mine.
Good. That's a single to Lilac Avenue for me, mister, and a single to the dog's home for her.
I'm never going to catch that train.
What are you looking for now, my dear?
Well, I put a clean handkerchief down somewhere. Where is it?
It's here, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'm afraid I was sitting on it.
Oh, thank you, Theodore. I'll just pop it in my handbag. Where on earth has that got to?
No, don't panic. I'll find it. A handbag can't get up and walk away. Stand up, Theodore. Well, you're not sitting on the handbag. Right, sit, boy, sit.
Oh, that'll do, Father. It's very kind of Theodore to wait for me and run me to the station. Well, now, where is that handbag?
It's here, Pat, under Theodore's Macintosh.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. I slipped it off when I came in. It's quite warm in here. Cold outside, it's warm in here.
Thank you, Mr. Weatherman.
Father, save your funny remarks till I've caught that train to Glasgow. I don't know why I'm traipsing all the way up there. I just don't know.
Well, it isn't every day your young cousin, Mary, has twin baby girls. At least I hope not.
Well, she'll only need you for a few days, Pat, till she gets settled at home again.
Oh, well, I hope so, Father. Oh, now I must finish my packing. Where's that silk blouse?
Is this it to Mrs. Clitheroe?
That's me nighty, Theodore. Oh, here it is. Now, I'll just pop upstairs to make coat before Jimmy gets home.
It's quite a job getting a woman off on a journey, isn't it, Mr. Sinclair?
It is, when another old woman keeps hiding her things.
Hello, Grandad. Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Hello, my dear. Well, your mother's off to Glasgow.
I know. She phoned the office and told me.
I hope James gets home before she has to leave.
Oh, he's here. He's gone upstairs to hide his pram.
What's that?
He paid 5 shillings on the market for what he thought was a toy fire engine, and it turned out to be a pram with no wheels on.
Well, you couldn't put many fires out of the pram, could you? Not unless you squirted the baby's bottle.
Why, he's going to Glasgow. It could be freezing up there. You'll have a red nose for the rest of your life.
Don't be silly, Jimmy.
Well, it could happen. I mean, Grandad lived up there in his dad's pub, and look what he did to him.
Mother, I must tell you about Jimmy's new toy.
I've seen it. I caught him hiding it in his drawer.
Listen to Sister Big Mouth. Why don't you go and shout it in the street? Jimmy Clitheroe's got a toy pram.
So that'll do, Jimmy. So, you've been wasting your money again, have you?
But, Grandad, it was for a fire engine.
Don't interrupt when your Grandad's talking.
Yes, James. Good advice never comes amiss. It's far better to keep a still tongue in a wise head than go on talking
oh,
when your
Grandad... Oh, shut up, Theodore. You're blubbering on there like that ninny Alfie Hall. Oh, I'm sorry, Susan.
That's all right, Grandad.
Now, listen, my boy. You've wasted 5 bob on a useless toy. Oh, I know you were tricked. But there's always somebody trying to do you out of your hard-earned cash if you're stupid enough to let them. It's happened to me more than once.
Yes, James. A fool and his money are soon parted.
What was that, Theodore?
He said you were a fool.
I said no such thing. Go on, Mr. Sinclair.
Always be sure of what you're getting for your money, my boy. Quality always counts. No one can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. So you might not been buying a pig in a poke. You understand me?
I would if I was Dan Archer.
Talking about money reminds me, Father. I'm having the front room decorated on Wednesday. Now, here's the £20 to pay for it.
Well, thanks, Pat. I didn't know you'd finally decided to have it done. Are you having Benson's in there, Kate?
Yes, I've discussed it all with Mr. Benson. He knows exactly what I want. Just give him the okay to get started.
I'll tell him tomorrow. Seems a lot of money, though. I only paid 12 guineas the last time the room was done.
Was that when Bonnie Prince Charlie slept here?
Oh, quiet. Come on, Theodore. It's time I was going.
But you still haven't told me why you're going to Glasgow.
The reason your mother is going to Glasgow is because her cousin has got 2 little baby girls.
Girls? You're not bringing them back here, are you, Mum?
Why not? On Sunday afternoons, you could push them round the park in your toy pram.
Is that so? If I pushed you round in a pram, everybody would sing, "She might have been a beautiful baby, but, look at her now."
Harry, I'm furious about this. You can't trust nobody these days.
Well, that's life, Pete. You put your trust in another fella's integrations. Then, at the crucible moment, he does you well in the eye behind your back.
Well, that's the last time I lent Paddy Ryan any money. The next time he owes for his digs, his landlady can string him out with pleasure.
Oh, no, I appreciate your sentiments, Pete. But there are accentuating circumstances. When you lent Paddy that 10 quid in the boozer, he didn't know he was going to get the boot on the building site.
All I know is, he said he'd pay back the money within 24 hours out of his last week's wages.
And he would have done, if his foreman hadn't found out about his little misdemeanor.
Ah, he must have been mad. Trying to claim sick pay for a week when all the time he'd been at Manchester races. I'll never see that money again.
Oh, now, Pete. Paddy gave his word as a true shamrock basher that he would send you that 10 quid as soon as he's humping his hob again, back in his native Ballykelly.
But that'll be too late, man. That was some of Pat's money for the decorating, and she said the job's got to be finished by the time she gets back from Glasgow.
Well, I'd lend it to you myself, but I'm a bit short this week. I've promised to pay for my old dad's new suit. He doesn't half need one. He keeps getting drafts in funny places, you know.
Well, come on then, Harry. Maybe we can solve my problem over a pint at the Rose and Crown.
Aye, after you, Pete. Heard any news from Pat yet?
No, Harry. She said she'd phone about midweek. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh! Oh, Grandad, you
trod
on me
tooties. Jimmy, were you listening behind this door?
No, I dropped a sixpence and I was bent down trying to find it.
Oh, well, if you've lost it, don't try tapping me for a replacement.
Well, it wouldn't do any good. Now the pigs escaped from the poke.
What?
Now the sow's run away to Ireland to make a silly hot silk purse.
Now, look, I don't know how much you heard just now.
It's all right, Grandad. I'm sorry for you because it wasn't your fault. You can't help being a fool.
What?
He's been parted from his money.
Hey, careful, Jim. Any minute now, you'll be feeling the weight of your granddad's boot on your posterity.
Granddad wouldn't do that to me. Not when I thought of the answer to his problem.
What are you talking about?
If Mum won't be back for 3 days and you haven't enough money for the decorators, the answer's simple. Do it yourself.
What?
With the £10 you've still got, I'll bet you can buy all the paper you want. All you have to do is to make your own face with flour. But don't use self-raising flour. You finish up with very lumpy walls.
Oh, well, I suppose I could do the decorating myself. I never get it finished before Pat gets back.
We'll get some help. You'll give him a hand, won't you, Mr. Whittle?
Of course I will, Jim.
And we could get the famous expert on decorating, Picasso Craythorpe.
Craythorpe? I thought he went in for more manly pursuits, like pegging rugs and satin tea towels.
He's very good at decorating, and he takes it seriously. Do you know, he wears a black beret and a floppy bow tie just to paint his sister's fingernails.
Well, we can manage without Craythorpe, Jimmy.
Look, Pete, you get the wallpaper tomorrow, and we'll start after tea. I'm sure we'll cope all right. Do you know, I've always fancied myself as an inferior decorator.
Yeah, and don't forget you'll need a very good labourer, and I just happen to know the right fella.
Oh, do you?
Yep, he's keen, he's clever, doesn't mind getting dirty, and $5 an hour is all I want.
Alfie, as the French say, just firm as your cake hole. I tell you, the paper matches up like this.
Well, are you sure? I mean, on that edge, it's a big piece of battle. On this other edge, it's a little piece of battle. So if you join a big piece of battle to a little piece of battle, what have you got?
Lopsided flowers.
Hey, look! Will you hurry up with the next length of paper? I've been standing in this ladder so long, I'm beginning to feel like Edmund Hillary.
Hang on, Pete! We're just having a lecture on petals from Percy Throwback here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm right. You can't have petals that funny shape, can you, Jimmy?
Why not? I've seen oblong petals with square corners.
Get away. What sort of petals are they?
Bicycle petals.
Oh, that's very funny. I like that.
What's all this giggling about?
Oh, it's a joke, Mr. Sinclair. What that is, it's oblong with square corners.
Oh, I don't know. What are they?
It's bicycle wheels. That's all right.
Hey, Jim, pass me that brush while I give him a pasting.
No, don't be like that with Alfie. After all, when he came round here tonight to see our Susan, he didn't expect to finish up working, did he, Alfie?
No, I expected to finish up snogging. Just sitting in here, I mean, with Susan, with the light out, naked. Holding Susan's neck, your hands. Would anybody like a toffee?
Look, we've been at it an hour and all we've stuck on is one piece. Are you three having a strike meeting or something? Alfie, either cut out the comedy or clear off.
Hey, don't go on a jock like that. Look at him. He's getting so mad, his ladder's wobbling. Hey, Jim, the phone's ringing.
I'll go and answer it.
Now, if I'm not troubling you, perhaps we could cut another length of paper before your tea break.
Hello, Clitheroe's Funhouse here.
Oh, it's you, Jimmy.
Oh, Mum, how's things up in Glasgow? Have you had any haggis butties yet?
Oh, very funny, very funny. Look, is everything all right down there?
Oh, yes, we're having a ball. You should see the blokes decorating. No wonder Charlie Drake wants to retire.
Decorators at this time in the evening? Well, you can tell Mr. Benson he's not going to charge any overtime on his bill.
Mr. Benson? Oh, Mr. Benson. He's not here. There's another man in charge.
Oh. Well, I think I'd better speak to him.
Oh, I don't think you can. He's very busy at the moment, up a ladder.
Jimmy, what was that I just heard?
It's the archers on the wireless, sir. I think Walter Gabriel's just kicked the bucket.
If you want to imagine you're living with Steptoe and Son.
Give over, Mr. Crater. It's very good. Now, come on, but be honest. Now, what do you think?
I think it's garish, flamboyant, and totally offensive to good taste.
You see, I knew you'd like it.
I know what's the matter, Mr. Crater. You're upset because we didn't ask you to help, aren't you?
Nonsense. I couldn't care less.
And because Mr. Whittle told you to keep quiet about the money, or he'd give you a mouthful of hobnail boot.
Don't be ridiculous, James. It's no affair of mine how you deceive your mother. I shall not enlighten her.
What did he say, Jimmy?
He's going to keep his mouth shut.
Yes, I am, and I'm going. I'll call round later when Mrs. Clitheroe is back.
Yeah, well, cheerio, Mr. Graythorpe.
Good day, Alfred. James, I'll let myself out.
Hello, Mr. Graythorpe. Thanks for calling.
You know, he's no fool, Mr. Graythorpe, isn't he?
Give over. He's a bigger twit than you are.
You are?
Well, tell him the old sob stuff and he's a dead mug. The other night I told him such a sad story. There were great big tears running down his great big conk.
Right. Well, what did he tell him?
About the time when our Susan was very unhappy.
Well, Susan? But unhappy?
Yes. It was very sad, Alfie. Every night she used to lie in bed, sobbing her heart out.
Oh, poor Susan.
She wouldn't eat. She was just wasting away.
Oh, Jimmy, don't.
Yes, she was down to a mere 15 stone. And all because she was longing for some wonderful man to come along and make her life really worth living.
Oh, poor Susan. When was she like this?
Ever since she met you.
What a tragedy. You what? You're cheating. I'll pump you for that. Come here.
I was only kidding, Alfie.
Yeah, but I'm dead serious. You come here.
You come in here and I'll throw this cushion at you.
Yeah, I said come here, will you?
Keep away. I'll rat you back for it. Take that. You coward. You ducked. Mind of a blooming soft cushion. Where did it go?
It's not that bottle of ink over on the mantelpiece.
Where? Oh, heck. All over Grandad's new wallpaper. Oh, don't just stand there. Lick it off.
Get over, I can't do that. I thought my tongue would go blue.
Well, pretend you've been eating bilberry pie.
Oh, don't be daft.
Look, you caused the accident. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I could wait till the ink dries and get a rubber. I caused the accident.
Well, I'm glad you admit it.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you threw the cushion.
And you ducked. Oh, we're in trouble now. Did we use all that wallpaper up?
Yeah, but there's only this little tiny bit left. Why?
If we had enough to cover that stain up... Oh, of course, that's it. Alfie, bring that piece of wallpaper and go and get your motorbike started up.
All right, Jimmy, but what are we going to do?
We're going to the shop where Grandad got his wallpaper. Come on, we haven't got all day.
All right, hey, but Jimmy, what if Susan comes home? Well, I'm not here when I should have been.
Oh, I'll tell her you're ill.
Ill?
Yeah, I'll say you fell in the whitewash bucket and got the touch of distemper.
Now, look here, Sonny, we'll get nowhere at all if you keep gabbling on like that.
But it's urgent. It's so urgent, it's a matter of life or large lumps on me sit upon. I'll tell you again, mister.
Look, you're only a lad. It takes a grown-up to explain these things properly. Now, what is it, sir?
Well, it's simple, you see. We only had one little piece left, and his granddad's out fishing all day, so we're going to see Mr. Crathorpe, but he doesn't know yet, because if he did, he might not, so we'll have to be very tactful. Yeah, are you waiting to show?
I'm sorry, Sonny, I did you an injustice. You tell me.
We wanted some wallpaper, quick, just like the little piece we had for a sample.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you. Now, where's this little piece of wallpaper you mentioned?
Well, I can tell you that.
Well, go on, then.
Well, I was holding it in my hand while I steered my motorbike, and I saw a fella man in the street, so I lifted one hand up to wave to him, and it was the one holding the piece of wallpaper. It blew away.
It flew away.
Blew away.
Of all the ducktails, why didn't you use your brains?
They couldn't. They blew away.
Well, if you haven't got a sample, how can I let you have the right wallpaper?
Well, easy. I'll describe it for you. It's our big petals and little petals, and they weren't oblong ones, because you only find them on baskets.
Well,
and
talk.
Pardon?
Look, just go and have a walk around the shop, will you?
All right, then, if you say so.
Look, Sonny, is your friend completely balmy?
He must be. He's courting my sister.
Well, before he sends me right round the bend, what about this wallpaper?
Well, we want some the same as me granddad got from here the other day. That should help you.
I get dozens of customers every week buying paper. How can you expect me to remember any particular one?
I'll bet you remember this one. He called you a mean old skinflint because you wouldn't knock anything off for cash.
Oh, yes. The Scotch gent in the kilt, I remember him. He bought one of our floral patterns. Oh, yes, I remember that paper very well.
Oh, good.
Because it was the last of that pattern we had in stock.
Oh, heck. You mean you've got none of it left?
Yes, and it's out of print as well.
Well, we've got to get some. It's urgent. We had an accident with a bottle of ink.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it. It started when Susan met me and lost 15 stone. And we
Alfie, don't bother. Just nip round to the chemist for some sticking plaster.
Yeah, over which I'll stick sticking plaster on your wall.
It's not for our wall. It's for my sit-upon.
Look, do I take it you want the paper to cover up an ink stain on the wall?
Yes, where the mantelpiece is.
Well, that's a very simple answer to your problem. Why don't you go contemporary?
What do you mean, mister?
One wall of the room different from the rest. It's all the rage nowadays. Very popular.
Oh, yes. Mr. Craythorpe has that in his front room. Oh, thanks a lot, mister. You've saved me life.
Oh, that's all right, Sonny. It's a pleasure. And if I may say so, we'd have solved the problem much quicker if you'd come on your own and not with, M.
Oh, I had to bring Alfie with me. I mean, I can pick the paper, but, I need a mug to pay for it.
Well, I must say, Jimmy, that now that he's finished, this loom looks proper posh with that one wall different.
Yes, you're right, Alfie. Right, Mr. Craythorpe, take your penny off. You've done a very good job.
Thank you, James. I only did it because you had that unfortunate accident when you were filling your fountain pen to do your homework.
Get away. That when he threw the cushion, me lad.
What is the matter, Alfred?
It's all right, Mr. Craythorpe. It's his leg. He gets cramp in it. It happens with his head as well.
You needn't be so facetious, James. You've still got this redecorating to explain away.
Look, according to Mam's letter, she'll be back from Glasgow before Grandad's back from his fishing. That's all I want.
Well, I wish you luck with your little scheme. I think you're going to need it.
I've told you. If I can have a word with me mum first, I've got nothing to worry about.
Hello, is anyone in?
Oh, heck, she's back. I'll come in there, mum. Stay here, you two.
You don't worry. We're not going to put our heads in your mum's mouth. Get Mrs. Lyons then.
Hello, son. I'm back home again.
Mum. Is it really you? For a minute, I thought it was Elizabeth Taylor.
You are?
You look so young. Anybody would think you were a young girl of 21. Not a mum, mum.
What are you talking about?
I was saying to Mr. Craythorpe and Alfie earlier on, you're so modern, not old-fashioned. You with it?
With it?
Yes, I said to him, mum likes to be up to date, mum does. It wouldn't surprise me if mum was dead keen on different wallpaper in one room. You know, what we call, contemptuous.
Yes, I know what you mean. Well, I am. That's why I ordered it.
Yes, I said you'll never catch man wearing red flag. You ordered it?
Yeah, with Mr. Benson. I hope he's done what I told him.
You mean, different walls?
Here, let me see what sort of a job he's made of it. Oh, hello, Theodore, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Goodbye, Mr. Clitheroe. I thought I'd go home before the fire starts. I'm the telly. From the Albatoli. Yeah, I'm at the paper. The boxing. The army versus Jimmy. The Germans.
Alfie, why don't you slow your tongue down so your brain can catch up with it?
I'll do, Jimmy. Now let me look at this room. Oh! It's beautiful.
What did I tell you, Mr. Craythorpe?
James, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, it's much better than I ever expected. I'm so pleased. What does Grandad think of it, Jimmy?
He, hasn't really said, has he, Mr. Craythorpe?
Hasn't said what, James?
Never mind. It'll be all right as long as somebody tells him what to say before he says it.
Oh, there's Father coming up the path.
I'll, just go and tell him you're here, Mum.
All right, love. Isn't it nice, Theodore?
Ah, well, there you are, Jimmy. Is your mother back yet?
Yes, Grandad, but before you say hello to her, I want to tell you about the good deed I've done.
What's that?
Well, since you went out this morning, I found out that Mum likes that, temporary decorating.
What? You mean using different wallpaper?
Yeah, that's what she wanted in the front room.
Oh, dear. I bet she'll be very disappointed.
No, she's very pleased. And she'll kiss you when she finds out how much you've saved out of her £20.
But I don't understand. You say she wanted the front room done contemporary.
Yeah, and that's what she's got. I borrowed £2 off Alfie and got one wall redone with different paper.
Oh, I see. And you say she's very pleased with it.
Oh, she'll tell you herself in a minute. But first of all, we'd better get the books straight. Now, you got £10 back from Paddy Ryan this morning.
That's right. So if I pay Alfie £2 out of the £10, that leaves a profit for your mother of...
£7.10.
Wait a minute. What about the other £10, Bob?
Well, surely it's not much to pay me for what I've done to make me mum happy.
might have known. Well, for once you've considered other people's feelings and done something good. All right, here you are, son. £10, Bob.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. You're a pal.
What's that you've given Jimmy, Father?
Oh, hello, Pat. Well, just a little reward of £10, Bob, for being a good boy.
Oh, good. Now Jimmy can buy a bottle of ink to replace the one he's knocked over, can't you, love?
Yes, Mama. Oh, heck. Somebody squealed. Who was it?
Well, you tell him, Mr. Craythorpe. I daren't.
I'm afraid Alfred let your secret out, James, about the quarrel and the ink stains.
Jimmy, what does this mean?
After you finish with me, Grandad, I'll probably be going out to buy half a dozen bottles. Smelling salts, iodine, nerve tonic, backache pills, liniment.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing was Brian Truman. The recorded program, written by Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I suppose you've guessed what happened. Grandad made me give him the money back, all £10 of it, and all because Alfie blabbed. Anyway, Alfie said he was sorry and offered to make it up to me by giving me a shilling to clean his motorbike every time it got dirty. And now he's complaining just because I cleaned it 3 times today during a thunderstorm. Hello!